Did the wife would select the girl would select for the...
She would select the girls.
Did you recall any noisy celebrations after after wedding?
Well, of course, they'd have a reception somewhere after wedding, and sometimes they probably got a little out of hand, maybe, especially they had champagne.
Mm-hmm.
Might have gotten kind of boisterous. Generally, they were very dignified affairs.
Would that be true of country weddings as well?
Yeah, they kept them under control pretty well. I never went to but a few, but they were pretty dignified affairs. It depended on whose home they were in. If they were in some hardball father of the bride's home, they were pretty dignified. But of course, I guess they, especially I say if they had champagne. Of course, some of the boys would slip and have a flask in the hip pocket. But it didn't get out of hand.
Did you ever hear of chivalry or serenade?
Chivalry.
Chivalry.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, they had chivalries.
What went on at chivalry?
Well, generally some quartet would go around singing over town and maybe have a man and a banjo or so, and they'd go to a house. Generally, wasn't even looking for them. They'd drop in, you know, and start the music. Just a little party.
Not rowdy.
No, nothing rowdy. Call them. Another name was for storm parties. They wasn't supposed to know they were coming, but they generally did. They called them storm parties, and they would storm them with the quartet and the orchestra or whatever musical instruments they had.
That's interesting. In some sections, they got to be very rowdy.
Well,
all kinds of rather brutal.
As I say, it depended altogether on whose house it was. And had they come in my father's house, started anything rowdy, they'd have got thrown head over heels out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
I had a good-looking sister, and they were very decorous down there because he was a big double-jointed man, and they, I guess they dared not get rowdy because they knew what happened to him, and he got thrown out on the air.
When the wife became pregnant, what was the word that they would use?
Boy, she never showed her face out of the door for months.
Uh-huh. How would people refer to
that? She's not going out.
She's not going out.
They use that word. She's not, you know, she's not going out. That meant she was pregnant. Yeah, she's not going out. That meant she was pregnant.
And
as most of them said, in a family way.
They
are in a family way, because got a class would all say she's not going out. The other would say she's in a family way.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the colors they use at all. They still use it.
And if she had an older woman attend to her when she was...
Yeah, they had midwives. And of course, after a number of years, the midwives, they were put under the jurisdiction of the state health department. They were very strict on them. They had meetings, and they informed them what to do and all kinds of things. They had some registered nurse would talk to them, and they had to have a license.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just hit or miss back for years, but they got them into groups, and would some registered nurse or state nurse would talk to them, and unless they wouldn't get a license unless they knew what they were doing and could do it properly.
Did they ever use the word granny?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, granny. Granny woman. Yeah, she's granny woman. That was these.
On both whites and blacks.
Yeah, that was the uninstructed midwives back before they put some kind of regulation on them. Yeah, they were granny women.
And did a woman fetch up, raise, rear, what, the children?
As I heard a fellow say once, he was jerked up. He wasn't raised, he was jerked up.
I see.
And they had different classes of babies. They had lap babies, knee babies, yard babies, step babies. Yard babies, he's looking around the yard, you know. Lap babies, you couldn't put him down. A floor baby, he'd crawl around the floor. Yard baby, he'd go out in the yard.
Mm-hmm. Did you remember people calling their children kids?